Let us pray. Father God, thank you for your living word given to us in the pages of the Bible. As we explore it now, through the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to understand it and help us to live it each day as we follow you. Amen. Life is full of uncertainty, isn't it? I know I've said this many times before, but currently it feels as if we're entering times of even greater uncertainty, nationally and internationally, month by month, week by week, even day by day. But one thing we can be certain of is that God loves us. God sent his Son to save us. God sent his Holy Spirit to enable us to live as his people. He wants each of us to be a part of his heavenly kingdom. Even if the world seems to be losing control, God is in control. Our gospel reading this morning commences with two contrasting positions. Jesus states that there are those who will love him and obey him, and those who don't love him and therefore will not obey him. At the heart of the good news of the gospel is a demand for each individual to make a choice, to make a response, to either accept Jesus as their Lord and Saviour or to reject him. If you only take one thing from this service this morning, I pray that it will be this verse, John 14:23. Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to them and make our home with them." A verse that contains a promise and an assurance. Notice here the use of the word "we." We will come to them and make our home with them. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit will come to those people and make their home with them. Our gospel readings today started with Jesus setting out two key conditions for being accepted into the kingdom, into the family of God. Those being love and obedience. Love, first and foremost. A disciple of Jesus must love him. Commentators remark on the fact that this love firstly moves in an upward direction between humanity and God. We have to make the first move. It's rather like that famous painting by William Holman Hunt, which is based on Revelation 3, verse 20. "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me." We hear the words of Jesus through the gospel message knocking on the door of our hearts and minds. But Jesus leaves us with the choice whether we want to accept that love, whether we want to open the door and accept him into our lives. Through the gospel reading, Jesus shows that the love we must show God is that which is outlined in the ancient Jewish prayer, the Shema. In Deuteronomy 6, 4 and 5, the command is given to God's people to hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Basically, this is about worshipping God with our whole being, our everything. Referring back to the gospel passage, what is God's response to this love and this obedience? Jesus states, "My Father will love him, and we will come to them and make our home with them." Just think for a moment, what does the word "home" mean to you? What does the word "home" mean to you? For me, home is a place of shelter, a place of security, a place of peace, a place of rest, a place to reflect, and the list goes on. What does home mean to you? So what is it like to have God residing in your life? Well, all of us who claim to be his followers should be able to share testimony about what he means to each one of us and the relationship that we have with him. What is it like to have God residing in our lives? Well, our second reading this morning from Revelation gives a wonderful image of this. It shows our ultimate hope for destination, the vision of a new heaven and a new earth, a place where God and his Son resides with his people, the ultimate relationship with God. John writes, "And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. I did not see a temple in the city." I'd never noticed that verse before. I'd heard it, but I hadn't actually paid much attention to it. "I did not see a temple in the city." What struck me most about this reading was that within the new heaven and the new earth, there would be no church or temple. There will be no Methodist church, no Church of England, no Baptist church, no URC church, or any other denomination. There might not even be synod. This raises the question, why will no church exist? John continues, "Because the Lord God and the Lamb are its temple. God and Jesus residing with the people within the kingdom, their presence will be constant, continuous, and visible." John continues, "The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by this light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it." Here is that result of constant obedience. The nations will walk by its light. How many of us are praying at the moment for God to give people wisdom in the decisions that they make? With this new heaven and the new earth, God and Jesus will be that light, giving light to the people. The people will be led by them. One of my favorite verses from the Bible is Psalm 119, verse 105. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." God has given us his word through the Bible, through both the Old and the New Testament. We are to read it, understand it, and apply it. The people of God will be led by God. They will be guided by him. John also writes, "On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there is no there." As well as no churches in the kingdom of heaven, there will be no gates either. What is the purpose of a gate? Put simply, it's to keep something in or to keep something out. Go to any old town or city and you will often find reference to gates. Gates were used as a means of security to keep the locals safe, to prevent people from invading. The gates would be closed at night to keep the occupants safe, to stop thieves and other invaders from entering the city. Within the kingdom of God, there will be no need for gates. People will be secure. People will be living with a sense of peace. Our reading from Revelation this morning was about that ultimate destination, that ultimate relationship with God in his kingdom. But what about the here and now? What was Jesus saying in our gospel reading this morning? Jesus told his disciples, "All this I have spoken while I am still with you." Jesus was preparing the disciples for the time which would soon come when he would no longer be with them. He was going to return to his Father. This indicated that Jesus' earthly mission was almost complete. He would face the cross, face death, conquer death, and forgive sins, offering salvation to those who accepted him. Jesus wanted to assure the disciples that although he would not physically be present with them, he would send an advocate, the Holy Spirit, to teach them all things and to remind them of everything he had said to them. The Holy Spirit was there and is there to both teach them all things and to remind them of Jesus' teaching. For each one of us today who love Jesus and want to follow him, we need the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. At the start of the passage, Jesus identified two groups: those who love Jesus, follow and obey him, and those who do not love him, those who follow the ways of the world. We are all born of the world. In order to become part of God's kingdom, we've got to turn away from those ways and follow Jesus, to love and obey him. I don't know about you, but I cannot see any way of doing that under my own strength or under our own strength. As we're naturally completely alienated from God, our sinful nature keeps us separated from him. Even just reading our Bibles isn't enough. We need help and guidance from God. And this through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We have to love God and we have to obey him. Hebrews 4 verse 12 tells us that the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. We need the word of God in our lives. We need the Holy Spirit to help us understand that word. And we need to act upon what it tells us. John 14:23. Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to them and make our home with them." Wherever we are on our journey of faith, may we come to love God in ever deeper ways. May we increase in our faithfulness and obedience, and may we come to realize that wonder of having God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit residing in our lives, living in and by his light. Amen. A prayer. Thank you, God, that you have loved us so much that you have revealed your Son through the gospel, through his death, and through his resurrection. Thank you that through his sacrifice, we can be a part of your kingdom. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. May it continually teach us your ways, guide us through our lives, and help us to live as people of your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.